Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the summer concert series of the Burlington Municipal Band. Just curious, how many of you were here last night for the Southeast Iowa Symphony Concert? What a wonderful night. Many of the fine performers from last night are playing tonight in the Burlington Municipal Band, and the entire band is going to be going on the road this coming Saturday for the Iowa Municipal Band Festival up in Boone. Ron Coberly will be the conductor, and Ron will also be next week's conductor of the Municipal Band. But tonight, we want to say our special concert is underwritten by Trailways. That means they're paying the bill for all of these people to be up here. So could we have a round of applause for Trailways? I also want to tell you that when you leave the concert tonight, if you turn on News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR, you'll hear at least an hour of last night's symphony concert, followed immediately by tonight's Burlington Municipal Band concert. And I also want to tell you that every single concert, including last night's concert and tonight's, is posted on our website. Just go to kbur.com, click on air, you'll find Burlington Municipal Band, and every concert will be up there. You can listen to any concert of any type in its entirety. All right, but our concert tonight, our very special conductor is a native of Norris Springs, Iowa. She's a graduate of Wartburg and also University of Northern Iowa. She is beginning her fourth year as the middle school band director at Edward Stone Middle School. Please give a warm welcome. Well, hold on, before I do that, I also have to tell you that our concert tonight is being broadcast by Standard of Beaverdale, Southeast Iowa Service Home Center for both the building professional and the do-it-yourselfer, and by Beckman TV and Appliance, your brand choice experts for all the best in appliances. Janelle Harms, again, from Edward Stone Middle School, our conductor tonight. Give a warm welcome to Janelle and the Burlington Municipal Band. Thank you.
Thank you and good evening. You just heard John Philip Sousa, The Liberty Bell. This piece was originally composed for an operetta back in 1893, but due to financing falling through, the operetta was never completed. Sousa and George Frederick Hinton, one of the band's managers, were in Chicago witnessing a spectacle called America when a backdrop with a huge painting of the Liberty Bell was lowered. Hinton suggested that the Liberty Bell would be a great title for Sousa's new march. By coincidence, the next morning, Sousa received a letter from his wife in which she told him how their son had marched in his very first parade in Philadelphia, a parade that honored the return of the Liberty Bell, which had just been on tour. It seemed only fitting that the new march was then christened the Liberty Bell. Tell the truth and let the world decide. This simple 8-word sentence was the guiding principle when the Voice of America was founded more than 70 years ago. Freedom's Voice was commissioned to commemorate the Voice of America, which began broadcasting to combat Nazi propaganda with truthful news and information. The Voice of America has served the world with a consistent message of truth, hope, and inspiration. Here is David Schaefer's Freedom's Voice.
Thank you.
Our next selection is entitled Metrics by Robert Sheldon. The title Metrics is a play on words combining the word matrix, that refers to a mathematical array of numbers, and metric, that relates to the variety of meters used in this piece. The tuneful melodies and infectious rhythms throughout the piece make it enjoyable to perform, despite the constant shifting of time signatures. We hope you enjoy Metrics. Thank you. Korean Folk Rhapsody is a beautiful piece that is based on the Korean folk song Arirang, which is often considered the unofficial national anthem of Korea. There are about 3,600 variations of 60 different versions of the song, and it can be heard in films, at sporting events, even video games, and of course, at municipal band concerts. Here is James Kernow's arrangement of Korean Folk Rhapsody. Saturn, the ringed planet, is a programmatic work depicting a futuristic voyage to the sixth planet. There are four sections throughout this piece. You will hear on the launch pad, then liftoff, followed by Kuiper Belt, which is a region of the solar system beyond the orbit of Neptune, believed to contain many comets, asteroids, and other small bodies made largely of ice, and then finally ending with orbital sunrise. This is Saturn, the Ringed Planet by Rob Roman. Our next piece is by Iowa's own Carl L. King. King composed well over 300 works of varying styles, with 188 of those being marches. It could be said that King did for the circus march what Sousa did for the patriotic march. The Walking Frog was originally written as a circus clown walkabout, but its infectious charm soon made it a favorite with many other circus acts. Here is Carl King's The Walking Frog.
Thank you.
just love that one. I could be tapping my toe all night, I think, to that one. Everything's Coming Up Roses is a song from the 1959 Broadway musical Gypsy, a musical fable, and was introduced in the musical's inaugural production by Ethel Merman, and even became one of Merman's signature songs. Everything's Coming Up Roses is performed at the end of the first act of Gypsy by the stage mother, Rose, who had just learned her daughter, June, had eloped and left the vaudeville act Rose had devoted her entire life to, but without a star. Rose's plain Jane daughter, Louise, and Rose's longtime fiancé, Herbie, are relieved, believing Rose will now finally marry Herbie and the three can lead a settled life. Rose's reaction was not that. In fact, she wanted to make Louise the object of her dubious star-making abilities. The title, Everything's Coming Up Roses, is also a pun. Besides Rose's representing happiness, the title is referencing the possessive Rose, as in Rose's way, or Rose becoming the star herself through her daughter. This is Johnny Vincent's arrangement of Everything's Coming Up Roses. Imagine walking through the desert and you come upon a pack of vicious looking snakes. And just as you fear the worst, you hear the sound of a drum and the snakes start moving towards you faster and faster. And just as you think your heart is about to burst from the anticipation of certain doom, the snakes start to boogie. This is a light, fun piece by Neil Simon entitled Dancing Snakes with an alto sax solo from Ted Francis. One of the most commercially successful acts in the history of popular music, topping the charts worldwide from 1974 to 1982, was the Swedish pop group ABBA. If you're not familiar with the group name, I am certain you will recognize their music. Our next piece, ABBA on Broadway, is a fun medley where you will hear I Have a Dream, Mamma Mia, SOS, Knowing Me, Knowing You, The Winner Takes It All, and Dancing Queen.
Thank you.
Our next selection is arranged by Claude T. Smith and is entitled Chorale Prelude for the Beauty of the Earth. This hymn first appeared in a book of Eucharistic hymns in 1864. It was originally written by Folliot Pierpoint when he was only 29. Please enjoy. Before we play our last piece, followed by the Stars and Stripes Forever, I just want to take a moment to thank you, the audience, for coming out on this evening to enjoy another wonderful concert put on by the Burlington Municipal Band. Thank you for your continuous support each week. And thank you to our tonight's sponsors, Trailways, for sponsoring tonight's concert. And don't forget, next week, Ron Coberly will be our guest conductor. Our last piece, Ballad and Dance, was commissioned by and was dedicated to the LaPel Junior Senior High School Band in LaPel, Indiana, and to their director, Mr. Greg Scott. The ballad depicts its peaceful atmosphere of small rural town, and the dance represents the lively effect that the LaPel Band has on its community. Here is Ballad and Dance by Johnny Vincent.